Thank you. Well, I'm going to talk about China as well, and but from another perspective than the issue of domestic support measures and their effects. My communication is dealing with the analysis of the factors beneath the large adoption of BT cotton in Yangtze River Valley, which is the third cotton production regions in China, as briefly introduced by Michelle Paggi earlier. And we are suggesting two factors, one related to techniques and the other one related to economics. And this presentation has come from a collaboration between CIRAD, based in France, and Jiangsu Academy of Agricultural Sciences, which is the main cotton producing province along the Yangtze River Valley. While this communication is arguing that we are observing a large scale of BT cotton adoption in Yangtze River Valley, in spite of rather limited scale of specific advantages of BT cotton. It sounds like a kind of paradox which has not been pointed out earlier, either at international level or even in China. In China, the reason is most papers dealing with BT cotton adoption are related to the Yellow River Valley, at least for papers accessible to the international community. So I'm dealing with the Yangtze River Valley, which is represented in blue here, why most papers in English or in French, Italian, Spanish are dealing with mainly the red, the region in red. The communication is based on various data sources, a specific survey that we implemented in 2005 with some constraints and difficulties. It's not so much easy to implement survey in China, in particular when foreign researchers are involved, although they can read and listen Chinese. And we are also making use free data sets which are seldom exploited, although they are of rather easy public access, provided that you have connection with Chinese scholars. You can download them through your partners via internet very easily. Because of time constraint, my presentation will go through quickly the four items dealing with the widespread adoption of BT cotton in China, indicating some limited extent of specific advantages of BT cotton use in Yangtze River Valley. And I indicate how BT adoption has been favored by pre-existing techniques at the same time that the seed market has been modernized. I have provided an English paper to the conference organizers, but what I'm going to say is further elaborated in three French papers which are under press. So very briefly, actually we observe that there is a large scale of BT cotton adoption in various regions, but the specificity of Yangtze River Valley is also a large adoption of hybrid varieties, and most of these hybrid varieties are combining BT feature as well. So this is an indication that one can hardly figure out the adoption of BT cotton without considering the diffusion of hybrids. This is an illustration what I have said. The curve in green is what maybe you are familiar with because it is dealing with the Hebei province, very representative of the Yellow River Valley. This is the province where BT cotton has been released first in 97. and the curve in black is the average curve for China. In blue, it's related to Jiangsu province, and in red, for the Yangtze River Valley in its whole. So you observe that adoption is overall 70%, and it could reach up to 100 or close to 100%. Now let's look more closely to the case of Yangtze River Valley and to observe that China has the specificity of releasing cotton, BT cotton, through both hybrid varieties and non-hybrid varieties. So at the national scale, hybrid varieties do not account so much, at least so far, up to 30% for the last figure. But for the Yangtze River Valley, we observe that the hybrid share could reach up to 80%. And now if we look at the feature of BT introduction to varieties, we observe that in Jiangsu province, almost 100% of the varieties, of hybrid varieties, combine also the BT trait. For the Yangtze River Valley, the percentage is also quite important, although beneath below 100%. The combination of hybrid feature and BT feature impacts, takes place and impacts on the seed prices. This table derives from the survey we conducted, and we can observe that the hybrid characteristics implies a very high increase in the seed price, why the specificity of BT trait does not impact so much. This is something specific in among countries adopting BT cotton, and this is due to the fact that China has its own BT gene and the cost to access to its own technology is far much cheaper than the Monsanto technology. In Yangtze River Valley, we observe that indeed the use of BT cotton could lead to some reduction in the number of sprays of insecticides, but not so much, around 3 sprays, which is far much less than the 6 to 10 reported in Yellow River Valley. Of course, the reduction cost related to this insecticide saving is also more limited than reported elsewhere. Now, let's come to the case of seed cotton yield. You know that the adoption of BT cotton has been very rapid, so it is quite difficult to achieve a balanced sample having the 4 types of varieties being represented. So this is the difficulty that we have faced. We observe that indeed there are some yield differential, but it is not due to BT fact. It is mainly due to the hybrid fact. And of course, the yield differentials implies that gross income could increase a lot through adopting hybrid varieties. So what I've said so far indicates that, well, BT cotton yield has to be analyzed in connection with hybrid varieties or more generally with pre-existing techniques. Let me say that after about more than 10 years of assessment of BTUs, there are seldom studies trying to take into account pre-existing techniques prior to the release of BT cotton. I come back to this aspect later on in my conclusion. The fact is, In Yangtze River Valley, hybrid use has been favored by the specific technique of transplanting. You will discover some photos of what this transplanting is. Why Yangtze River Valley has developed transplanting? Cotton is being settled, installed in this valley after the harvest of winter cereal. So we are facing a rare case of cotton cropping after the after winter cereal. But there is some climatic risk in having a second season of cotton. The harvest could be threatened by early frost. So that was the challenge that Chinese scientists tried to overcome. And this is the rationale for developing the transplanting technique. But the transplanting technique is very labor intensive, as you will discover. And this labor intensivity is proportional to density. You can understand that the decrease of plant density will make the transplanting technique furthermore attractive. And this is the case with the hybrid vigor, with the vigor of the hybrid plants. So you understand that the release of hybrid varieties has made the adoption of transplanting furthermore attractive. Now from the breeding perspective, it is not so much difficult to carry out a new hybrid variety from existing population variety. And the incentive to create more varieties has come with a radical change in the institutional framework governing the seed market. So you have the whole picture of the two technical and economic factors behind this large adoption of BT cotton, because creating BT hybrid is not more difficult than creating, let's say, conventional hybrid, because BT gene is dominant. Likely most of you are not familiar with this specific technique of transplanting in Yangtze River Valley. Farmers have to prepare what they call this kind of nutritious block, on top of which farmers put the seeds, and these blocks are assembled under these kind of, let's say, greenhouses. Plant nets are optimal for transplanting at four real leaves stage. And you have to dig holes in the field for this transplanting. This is what happened. And actually, at the farmer's level, winter cereal, barley or wheat are harvested in the morning. In the afternoon, residues are burned. And the next morning, transplanting takes place. So this is the way farmers in Yangtze River Valley succeed in having two cycles of crop, including cotton. Now, let me elaborate a little bit and give you some data about the results of the modernization of the seed market. This modernization took place since, let's say, late 1990s, and I should say that the release of BT cotton, firstly through the initiative of Monsanto Data Pine, has been a factor of seed market modernization. The photo is showing you how seed packages are and with quantities, amounts adapted to the tiny size of the cotton plot as being introduced earlier. So through the institutional change, breeders do get financial incentive in providing new varieties. But there is some particularity in in this institutional framework. The China government does accept farmers to use their own seeds for themselves and including to sell these seeds to fellow farmers. So this is implying kind of unfair competition leading to reducing the demand for commercial seeds. And you can understand why the hybrid option comes out to be interesting from the breeder's side. So you see that the option for hybrids could be justified both from the technical aspect and from, let's say, the seed marketing aspect. So some figures to illustrate what I have said. The first table is to show the number of varieties being actually used by farmers with two periods distinguishing the fresher year of 2000 when the institutional change came into force. And you observe that in a shorter period, the number of varieties being used was far much more important. The second table is to show that the offer of this large number of varieties is being supplied by various categories of breeding organizations. And more important to observe is that the entirety of firms, private firms, which only emerged since year 2000, is becoming more and more important, and one can suspect it will become the first variety provider very soon. Now let me come back to the specific issue of Yangtze River Valley and to show that indeed there is a trend for breeders to propose varieties combining BT trait and hybrid feature. So you can see that at the level of old China, the share of varieties combining the both traits is already has already reached 58%. But if we look to the specific case of the Yangtze River Valley, what the transplanting is actually implemented, the share has reached close to 90%. And one can suspect that they will reach 100% very soon. So now let me conclude. And by emphasizing that we are proposing a new concept of technology integration, which is a result of several levels of synergy. Synergy of hybrid to transplanting and BT adding to hybrid, and again seed market development adding to the whole set of synergies. Of course, the demonstration has been made for the simple case of Yangtze River Valley, but one can suspect that this technological integration could be valid also in other cotton regions in China, if we accept that BT has been adopted within a very intensive production mode, so that the marginal cost, specific cost of BT use was small. And one can suspect that what I'm saying could be valid beyond BT cotton. Just think about what Roundup Ready soybean is doing with zero tillage in Argentina. This is a case that I know a little bit, but likely it is also true in the United States. The second aspect of my conclusion is implies a prospective aspect. It comes out that if BT use is being used as a part of the whole, it means that a reduction in BT effectiveness might not imply quick reduction of BT cotton use, and it seems to be the case. In China, the reduction of BT effectiveness is already reported, and we have not seen, not yet, reduction in using BT cotton. Now, the second aspect, or the second implication is questioning the fairness of pricing BT cotton seeds. It comes out that the effects we observe in using BT cotton is not only related to the BT technology, but it is the result of an interaction between various techniques. But the fact is, in most countries, pricing is not taking these interaction effect into consideration. Thank you for your attention.